Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Sabbath shalom to all of our listeners out there. Thank you so very much for getting up early this morning to join us on today's program. Oh, God is still in the business of miracles, of intervening into the affairs of man. So this morning, I want to just go ahead and at this time welcome everyone to our program. This is our International Divine Intervention Day program. Once again, is our International Divine Intervention Day program. Today's program is really about, instead of trusting in man for our needs, our desires, our wants, this program is designed to ask God to intervene into the affairs of man, into our affairs. If you're, no matter what your situation is, if you're trusting man, I'm going to encourage you to trust God, and God will send the mankind, the woman or the man, to bring what it is that we need. So this is asking God, God, please intervene, intercede on my behalf or the behalf of someone else. That's what this program is designed today. So today if you're praying that you need God to, it's like our miracle work prayer day. God, I need you to intervene into these affairs that I'm having, I'm dealing with, and give him your specifics. Give him your specifics. God, there's a reason why he calls us to pray. He wants our specifics. He wants to know. He knows it all already, but it's about the prayer, in my opinion, it serves a multitude of purposes. And one of those purposes is to have a relationship with God, with the Creator. There's something bigger than you and I out there, and it's the Father. He's put all of this into place, that sun, that moon, the stars, the galaxy, the centrifugal force. He's put all of that out there, and he wants us to have a relationship with him, and he's looking for consistency, not just, oh, I'm going to go to church Easter Sunday, as people say. I'm going to go to church on Thanksgiving. I'm going to go to church Christmas. He wants consistency, that relationship with him. And this morning, this is what this program is about, is to intervene, asking him to intervene. And I want to welcome all of you all to this phone line this morning. And I'm going to encourage each and every one of you all under the sound of my voice. There's still time. Oftentimes we will go to church or we'll listen to a message, and we hold it for ourselves. Well, the gospel means good news. That's what the word gospel refers to, good news. And it means that we need to share. When you get good news, you know, somebody gets a job, they want to tell somebody about that, especially if it's the job they wanted. They want to tell somebody about it. You know, so, you know, when you get some good news, if somebody's about to get married, help us, Holy Ghost, you know, they want to tell somebody about it. They want to, you know. And then even when they get problems in the marriages, they are itching to tell somebody, help me, somebody. You know, so this is what this program is all about. We're going to, so welcome everyone, welcome. And we're going to at this time have our opening prayer by the International Minister, Pastor Castile Rowe. Good morning, Pastor Rowe. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and to all of those that are on the show and abroad. Eternal God, our Father whose command is over all and whose love never fails. Help us always to be mindful of your presence, especially on this day, Divine Miracle Intervention Program. Lord, you are a good God, and we just thank you for this golden opportunity that you've given us, Lord, to come together. And you had said in your word, Lord, that we are to assemble ourselves together as the manner some are. And so we come just to thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for Dr. Jesse Walker, who is our leader, Lord, and you have given him a vision. You've said in your word, where there is no vision, the people perish. And we thank you, Lord, for what he's doing and all of those that are supporting him and holding his arms up in prayer, that you would be with him. And, Lord, his vision is just to support and to help hurting humanity. And there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. And so we pray specifically, Lord, for those seven countries that you have given our beloved Dr. Walker. And a lot of them, Lord, they are people that have dismantled relationships, people that are in foster homes, people that are just hungry, people that is naked and need clothing. Be with us, Lord, so we can help those people. And, Lord, if you do this, we'll be so careful and honored to give you all the glory, all the praise. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so very much for that, Pastor Rowe, for that message this morning. Before we have our first special music, which will be done by Sister Tanisha Osborne, just before we do that, we're going to ask Pastor Pastor Lorenzo, a.k.a. the Demon Slayer, if he will give a scripture, his favorite scripture, and tell us what that scripture means to him. He's on the line with us this morning, and we're going to ask him if he would just be so kind to give his favorite scripture, no matter what that scripture is, even if he's paraphrasing it, but tell us why that scripture is so powerful to him. We're going to go ahead and welcome him in now, Pastor Pastor Lorenzo, a.k.a. the Demon Slayer. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Walker.
Yes, good morning.
To everybody out there, I'm going to come from Matthews.
Okay.
23rd chapter, 16th verse. Blind guides, what sorrow awaits you? For you say that it means nothing to swear by God's temple, but that it is binding to swear by the gold in the temple. Blind fools, which is more important, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? And you say that to swear by the altar is not binding, but to swear by the gifts on the altar is binding. How blind, for which is more important, the gifts on the altar or the altar that makes the gift? When you swear by the altar, you are swearing by it and by everything on it. My interpretation is that is when you swear by something and you give your word on it, a lot of people always bring things to the altar. And sometimes you bring half of your heart to it. Material things, it doesn't make any difference, you know. Some people want to have gifts and Mercedes and all this other stuff, but it really doesn't mean anything when you ask that from the altar. But you got to get to a point in your life that what really means something in your life, whether it be a peace of mind, wealth and wisdom, or just serenity. Whatever you want, you have to bring it from your heart, you know. And that's why we was talking last night. A lot of people in this world, I was just going through CNN last night and looking at all the problems and all the things that people have. A lot of people is having a lot of problems. And they're taking it to the extreme and not really critical thinking. But if they just bring that to the altar about what they do before they react to it and give it to God, that would be a great thing to take to the altar instead of doing something that can land you 30 to life in prison. Or what's going on now is that a lot of people are killing their families and committing suicide. So it's a lot of mental things that the devil is trying to take from you to bring to the altar. He's trying to get to the point where he gets to you first before you get to the altar. And that's the thing that we got to really think about these days. But people don't have any train of thought anymore. No reasoning, no critical thinking, no logic, no nothing there. And that's what the devil wants you to do, I think, to keep you from getting to that altar. And I think that's very important, this show, to let us go through the process of everything. And this is a very important show, and that's why I try to tell a lot of people about the show. And so I just think that that's my interpretation of it. And I just say God is good. You have to really sit back and think about the multitude of things, the little bitty things that God helped you with. And that's what I bring to the altar. I bring myself to the altar and let him use me how he wants to. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so very much for that. Thank you so very much for that. While we're preparing for Sister Tanisha Osborne to sing, we're going to go ahead, give her just a couple more minutes. And what we're going to do is at this time, we're going to go to have a brief message by Sister Andrea Sanderson. You know, she's going to address our focal point, and that is when God speaks, it happens. When God speaks, it happens. So when I'm saying the word it, and she will reiterate this, I'm certain, that it comes to a specific thing that God commands to happen. And so that word it, that's what we're talking about here, the word it. When God speaks, it happens. So you may ask yourself, well, what is the it? You know, we don't just say something happens. You know, the word it happens. There's a specific things, and it's the word it is usually referred to as a thing previously mentioned or easily identified. It's a specific. So when God speaks, it. That specific thing, that thing that's previously mentioned or easily identified by God, it's a specific. When God speaks, it happens. When he said, let there be light, light happens. And when he called the moon into existence, the moon existed for the lesser light. And when he calls man to be, when he created man, and when God speaks and he breathed into the nostrils of Adam, Adam happened. He became a living being. And so, you know, with everything that exists, God causes it to exist. When God speaks, it happens. Good morning, Sister Andrea Sanderson. And thank you for being here. This is our woman of faith. Sister Sanderson, please bring us this message this morning on when God speaks, it happens.
Good morning, everyone. when God speaks, it happens. As I think about the topic, when God speaks, things happen, it brings me to Isaiah 55, verse 11. In this scripture, it points out that so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please and shall prosper in the things from which I sent it. When God speaks, nothing remains the same. At the beginning of time, God spoke, and the universe came into existence. Every time God speaks, beautiful and exciting things happen. God speaks when he sees that things need to happen. Genesis 1, verse 1 to 3 points out clearly that God spoke, and the results were good. We have read throughout the Bible that God does not give suggestions. He speaks with full determination because he knows what is good for us. In Luke 5, verse 13, and Luke 17, verse 14, a blind man regained his sight when God spoke. When God spoke to Lazarus, did it take several attempts? It took only one attempt, and he came forth. What happens when God speaks to us? The question is, are we really listening? Do we trust God to speak for us and make it happen? When God speaks, he's not just talking. Every word that God speaks has a purpose. When God spoke to Abraham, he believed, and he became known as the father of faith. When God spoke to Noah, he listened, and he survived the flood that caused millions to perish. If we take a moment to consider, it's the same God that spoke from the beginning, and it was all good. It's the same God that keeps talking to us. He's constantly giving us tips for us to improve. Throughout our lives, God will speak changes he wants us to make. He'll guide us to see things a new way or follow a new path. If we know God's word, we should expect changes. But when we also expect his unchanging voice to guide us as we listen. As human beings, we need to see and understand that God knows when changes need to be made. And it should be comforting to our minds that the same God that spoke from the beginning and things became so perfect, it's the same God that will keep making good things happen for us. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, God is still the same yesterday and forever. As we read our Bibles and pray, it's important for us to listen to what God has to say to us about our lives. He speaks. Sometimes his voice is felt. Other times it's audible. He speaks through scriptures, impressions, dreams, and angels. From now and as long as we're on this earth, we should make our goal closer to when God is speaking to us. And we should be ready to walk in the direction he has set for us. God loves you. It's exciting to see how much he cares for us and to know what he wants the best. He wants the best for us, his children. Remember that God will speak to you in different ways and at different times, and you have to be listening. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for such a timely message. When God speaks, it happens. Just like he calls the earth to be into existence and the whole universe. Thank you so very much, Sister Andrea Sanderson. At this time, we're going to be featured with a special song, Music and Ministry, by Sister Tanisha Osborne. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Osborne. Let's see here. Here we are. Okay. Sister Osborne, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, loud and clearly.
Okay, good. Good morning, everyone. Okay. Time measured out my days. Life carried me along. In my soul I yearned to follow God, but knew I'd never be so strong. I looked hard at this world to learn how heaven could begin. Just to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me. And I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running, but losing the race, were it not for grace. So here is all my praise, expressed with all my heart, offered to a friend who took my place and ran a course I could not start. And when he saw in full just how much his love would cost, he still went the final mile between me and heaven, so I would not be lost. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me. And I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running, but losing the race, were it not for grace. Forever running, but losing the race, were it not for grace.
Amen. 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 Thank you. If it were not for grace, thank you so very much. What a blessing. Amen. What a blessing. If it were not for grace, my grace is sufficient, he says. Thank you so very much, Ms. Osborne. She's going to come on later in our program with a very powerful, when I tell you a very powerful, she's going to come on later on our program with a very powerful, powerful testimony. I mean, you don't want to miss that. And you still got time to call someone else out there. Our testimony is going to be a little longer than 2 minutes, but and there's a reason for that. So you still got time to call someone. You will want to hear this testimony because it will bring not only chills to your body, but it will let you know how powerful God is. So you don't want to miss that testimony. You want someone to hear, because otherwise you're going to be calling people and later telling them, listen, I heard a woman this morning, I heard a lady this morning with the most powerful testimony, if you could have only heard her message. So you still got time to call someone. At this time, we're going to have our first testimony by Minister Autumn Connors, who will be bringing us a testimony this morning. And we're just waiting for her to press 1 on her dial. We're going to bring her in. She's going to give a testimony this morning. And good morning, Minister Autumn Connors. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, all. Greetings to you all. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for inviting me. My testimony today is accepting my calling in the ministry. I walked away many times. I did not understand the calling on my life. I did not feel like I was good enough in a sense of teaching God's word. God started to put me in places that I would have to teach the word, like Sunday school, Bible study. And at that time, I didn't understand that was helping to build me, but I would push back. I just didn't want to do it. I just felt that it was not my place to be. And in pushing back, it seemed like the more I pushed back, the more I was put in different situations to continue to teach the word. On last year, I was told that I would be a key speaker at a women's conference in Atlanta, and I told them no. I just said no, not because I didn't feel that I could do it, because I was very well equipped to do it. It was just I did not feel that was a calling for me. But God came to me, and when I felt his presence, it was so assuring. It was so it just felt comforting. That it was just comforting to me, and I accepted the calling. And I accepted the calling in the time that I was emotionally detached. I had gone through a divorce. I was just trying to find me again, and I just did not want to accept that. But after that encounter with God, after that that intimate relationship that I had started building with God, I accepted my calling. Being a woman of God for me is not an option. It's a lifestyle for me. And I've been through a lot emotionally, but my faith, it never wavered. It never wavered. The love that I have for God, the love that I have for people, and the love that I have for teaching. So I teach all the time. You know, I'm always on a Zoom call. I'm always telling people of God's goodness and just embracing the calling that's on my life. So even in my emotional despair, I continue to praise God. I continue to thank God. You know, I continue to teach his word. And that's my testimony for today, the calling. Even through emotional despair, I'm still good enough to preach his word. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Minister Autumn Connors, thank you so very much for a powerful testimony, because the Bible tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So thank you so very much for that.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. So thank you so very much for that. And we certainly look forward to you coming back and being on our program as well. Thank you. All right,
thank
at this
you.
Time we're going to move forward, and we're going to have our first miracle prayer warrior this morning. So what we're going to do, what that means is we're going to unmute the phones. If you have a special prayer request, we're going to ask that you unmute your phone. If you do not have a special prayer request, you can mute your phone. And this is where you're asking God to intervene into your affairs or the affairs in accessory for someone else. So if you have a special prayer request, even if you want to just give thanks, you know, let God know you're grateful for what he has done for you. We're going to bring in now Sister Rosetta Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette. She's going to come in this morning, and she's going to write down your name or the party that you're interceding for. and you give her your name clearly and your request slowly as well so that she can write this information down. We're going to go ahead and unmute the phones now. Good morning, Port Rosette. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and everyone that's on the line. It's so good to be with you, listening
okay.
in this morning and just praising God.
Amen, amen. It's very good to have you here with us. We're going to go ahead and unmute the lines. If you have a special prayer request, we're going to go ahead and give you that opportunity now to do so. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Reverend Zoe Spencer.
Okay.
This is for all the people across America. It's a new drug out there called
mm-hmm.
Trank. It's literally turning people into zombies, the Walking Dead, and it's sweeping
mm-hmm.
America.
What's it called again?
It's called Trank. It's a
mm-hmm.
drug that's mixed with fentanyl and a little
mm-hmm.
bit of embalming fluid. So it's literally turning people into zombies, the Walking Dead. So I want you to pray for all those people that are systematically consumed by the devil and pray for them, find some kind of way to get them back into the heart of Jesus.
Yes, oh yes. I'm going to pray a special prayer for them this morning, for them to see they need to surrender their life to Jesus and be filled with the Holy Spirit instead. Yes. Anyone else?
Sister Rose, Pastor Rowe.
Okay,
I've got a brother. He's in Salisbury, Maryland. He was involved in a 18-wheeler accident, and they've given him up, you know, for dead. They say, you know, he's got a few days left, you know. But I believe that when people say something is going to happen, I have faith to believe that God can still make a miracle. So his name is Michael Campbell. And
Michael Campbell.
Michael Campbell. And everybody's giving him up that he's going to die. But I want to, you know, you to pray a special prayer that God would reverse the negativity of what other people are saying. And if you do that, I'd be so grateful and thankful.
Yes, special prayers for Michael Campbell. He was in an accident, but we know that God is all-powerful, and so he's able to intervene. Okay, any other requests?
Hi, this is Tanisha. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to ask for unspoken prayers for me and my family. Thank you.
Okay. Unspoken prayer. Did you just sing the song, Were It Not for Grace?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, praise God.
Okay.
We'll go with those.
Okay. Loving Heavenly Father, we want to just come, Lord, realizing, Lord, our need of you. So grateful, Lord, that we can follow after you, Lord. We know, Lord, that we know, Christ, that you woke up early in the morning and that you would meet with the Father, Lord. And so we're here early this morning, Lord, following after you, realizing, Lord, that you have all power, Lord. You know all things. And we know, Lord, that you are concerned, Lord, about what is going on with us personally, with our families, and also what's going on in our country and around the world. Oh, Lord, I come this morning bringing people, Lord, that are being possessed by the devil, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will raise up a standard, Lord. You have said where sin doth abound, grace doth more abound. And so I'm praying, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be poured out in a mighty way, Lord, in my life, in my family's life, everyone on this prayer line, Lord. I pray that you will fill us, Lord, to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. Forgive us, Lord, where we have fallen short. And like Pastor Lorenzo was saying, Lord, help us, Lord, to just fully just surrender our lives and any resources or anything that you've given to us. Help us, Lord, to just fully surrender to you, realizing, Lord, that whatever we need, you have it, Lord. You said for us not to take anything for our journey, Lord. And so I'm praying in a special way that you will be with people who are getting into these drugs, Lord. I pray, Lord, that people around them, Lord, will encourage them and that you would do something powerful for families, Lord, help people to realize, Lord, that they really need you. They need Jesus, Lord, and your love and the love of people around them, Lord, as well as loving themselves, Lord, so that they can realize, Lord, that you want them to take good care of their bodies, Lord. I know that you've said that above all that you want us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers, Lord. And so I pray, Lord, that promise over us. Oh, I pray a special prayer, Lord, for Pastor Rose, Brother Michael Campbell. And I pray, Lord, that you will go by his bedside, Lord, and pray, Lord, that you will intervene and that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will speak to him, Lord. Most of all, Lord, may he be in you in Christ Jesus, Lord. I pray that you will help him, Lord, to even in the state that he's in, Lord, to understand enough, Lord, to surrender his life to you, Lord. Because we know, Lord, that even if we should pass now, that is not the second death, Lord. So I'm praying a special prayer that you will help him to be able, Lord, to be able to surrender his life to you, Lord. And if it takes a miracle, Lord, for him to do that, Lord, then wake him and get him to the point where he understands, Lord, just how much you love him and how you gave your life for him, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will have mercy on him according to your loving kindness. I'm going to pray a special prayer for Tanisha, unspoken prayer. Oh, Lord, were it not for grace, where would we be, Lord, wandering down some road with our salvation up to us? But I'm so grateful, Lord, that we have you, Lord. And we know, Lord, that whatever it is in her family, Lord, that she needs, Lord, you said, Lord, that you will not withhold anything from those who walk uprightly, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you will help us to walk uprightly. In the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue, Lord, to fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. And help us, Lord, to be willing to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that.
Yes.
Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette, to God be the glory for that prayer. At this time, we're going to ask you all to buckle up as we're getting ready to hear a very turbulent testimony. You will definitely want to hear this testimony this morning. If it were not for grace, she sang that for us earlier, and this morning when I heard that testimony, it's a testimony that you just cannot forget. Once again, good morning, Sister Tanisha. We're so looking forward to hearing your testimony. You're live now.
Yes, yes. Just want to praise God for his goodness and his grace towards all of us. And just a snippet of the testimony that God laid on my heart to share with you all. It's a pretty big journey, but really, and partly of a nutshell, I had came out of an abusive relationship. It was mentally and spiritually abusive in a marriage, and God delivered me out of that. And during that interim of everything, I experienced depression and fear. So coming out of that, I was experiencing depression and fear. And during that depression and fear, I could not speak. I could not talk. I had so much fear over my body that I couldn't even go into grocery stores or any places, like just anywhere, without having someone to hold on, without having to hold on to my mom. I couldn't go to the bathroom or the restroom without having someone there. And as you all know, in 1 Timothy 1:17, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So that fear was a spirit, and it was not of God. It was of the devil. And so God gives us power over that and love and a sound mind. And so during this time, at a point, I was actually sitting at the my table. It was I came to live with my parents, and at the time I was sitting at the table, at the kitchen table, and I was reading the Word of God because I was reading the Word of God because it was giving me comfort daily. And the Word of God was the only realness around the world of confusion and fear and anxiety that I had. And I knew the Word of God could help me. And just a side note, that in Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, and it penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." So I knew the Word of God was there to help me. And like I said, one day I was at the kitchen table, and I was reading the Word of God, and my dad, who's really not, he's not a spiritual man. He's not really, you know, someone who talks about God. And he told me, he said, "You know what? You should read the Word of God out loud." Thought to myself, I said, "Wow, I'm going to do that." And in Romans 10:17, it says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So when you speak the Word of God out loud, it solidifies and fortifies your faith as you're speaking the Word of God out loud. And it's active, and it changes hearts, minds. And so as I was reading the Word of God out loud, my speech, my talk, my mind started coming back. Everything was just coming back to normal again. And I just realized that during that time how much the Word of God really did, like, save my life. This is just part of my testimony, but the Word of God is real, and it does change hearts, and it helps your thought process, and it helps your mind, and it helps, you know, with all of that. And it was really something that really helped me in my journey. And I wanted to share that part of it. My testimony is a longer testimony, but I didn't know if you wanted me to share more, Dr. Jesse.
Yes, the part about even the excessive weight that you
it was a little while back. I had I was 260 pounds. And I was going through a lot during that time. And the doctor, I actually went to the doctors, and the nurse said to me, "If you don't do something, you're not going to live." And so during that time, I was just so overwhelmed. I wanted to live, and I just sought God on it. And I remember very clearly, I was I actually got on my knees and was in the bathroom, and I cried out to God, and I said, Lord, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And I heard his voice come back to me and say, walk. So it was Jesus' voice. And I went from there, and I walked my way off through his grace and mercy and help off 100 pounds, 100 and something pounds. It took a year and a couple of months. And I just praise God that he was able to help me through all of that. And, of course, it was baby steps. It didn't happen overnight. I used to overeat. So I had a lot of trauma and things in my past that I wasn't dealing with. And so I learned that through therapy, that I had sexual abuse. I was sexually abused by a babysitter. And a lot of that had came out through a lot of the things that I was doing in the weight. And so I was, during that time, during the therapy, I realized a lot of that. And so, but I just praise God that he helped me to lose the weight. And he helped me change my mindset about food and about eating and about, you know, just trying to be more temperate. And of course it's a work, you know, we're all works in progress. It doesn't happen overnight. And he's still working on me. And I'm still on this healthy journey, and I'm a personal trainer currently now, and I help other people with their fitness journeys and living a healthy lifestyle, mind, body, and spirit. And I praise God for that I'm able to help others with it. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for sharing that personal testimony with us that you've gone through not only the abusive situation, but it caused you to gain up to in the north of 260 pounds. I don't know if you all heard her.
Yeah.
260 mm-hmm. pounds. And I had an opportunity to meet her personally about a month ago. That's mm-hmm. fair to say, Sister Nisha, about a month ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About a month ago, and just ran into her, and you know, at a gym, and just so happens that, you know, I told her, I gave her my card, and I said, "Would you tune into my show?" And we're on the show on Saturdays, and she said, "That's my Sabbath." I said, "Are you a Sabbath keeper?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Well, so am I." So our faith was the same, and it's just amazing to meet her. And God does not have accidents. This was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed me a before picture. We got to talking, and she showed me a before picture and then an after picture, and it was just incredible. And like I said, you know, when you have good news, you want to call people and you want to tell them. You want to tell them. And so I got on the phone and I started calling people. And I invited her to the show, and here she is this morning. And then she has this other gift that she sings so beautifully, by the way. And
praise God.
Yes, amen. And I'm telling you, it's when I saw her picture of the before, I couldn't believe this was the same person. And, I mean, it was just incredible. And now she showed me a short video on, you know, the after. And this is, and now she's helping other people through the practice of her business. And while we're on here, just because it has to do with health, and health is part of our spiritual life, you want to tell them where they can go to get to look at your video?
Yes, it's Whole Fit, which is WHOLE Fit FIT, the number 247. It's Whole Fit 247. So it's www.wholefit247.com. So you can look me up or Google it, wholefit247. Thank you.
All right, wholefit247.com. Thank you so very much
mm-hmm.
for sharing that. What a powerful, powerful. And
she's
beautiful. She is absolutely beautiful, you all. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, the natural eye of a man, you know, you can't resist the beauty when you see a beautiful woman. And I saw her walk by. I'm like, wow, this, what an attractive-looking lady. And so, I mean, and it's just naturally. You would never have known that she was 260 pounds. and to God be the glory. And he spoke to her in the bathroom and said, walk, walk, walk,
mm-hmm.
walk. I know mm-hmm. so many other people that have similar experiences just from walking. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So thank you for that. And we look forward to hearing
God.
More from Sister mm-hmm. Tanisha in the upcoming weeks. All right, this time we're going to be featured with, we're going to go with another brief testimony this morning by Sister Shannon Bright, who's going to be bringing us also another testimony this morning. She's scheduled as well. Sister Shannon Bright.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clearly.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Wow. I was just listening to my sister's testimony. That is amazing. And I do need, before the show goes off, if she could repeat it, how to look her information up. I have a testimony this morning, and whenever Dr. Jesse asks me for a testimony, I just start talking to the Lord, like, what should my testimony be? And it's just amazing how the Holy Spirit will bring things to your mind. And my testimony this morning, because oftentimes it's a test, when we give a testimony, the ending is usually how we have been blessed in a good way. But testimony means a test. And sometimes during the testimony, the ending is just like, well, I didn't expect that. But God will turn it around and just show you how it is still a good testimony. So long story short, my husband and I, we have somebody doing work on our home. So I went with this particular guy to build us a privacy fence. So a friend of mine, he was a referral from a friend of mine that had just had a privacy fence completed, and it was beautifully done. So I said, give me his number. So he's a younger guy. So I met him. He was prompt. He was efficient. He was sending me my invoices. He was answering all my questions. He was showing up. And so I gave him a deposit of $6,700. Well, pretty long story short, he stole my money. And, you know, I reached out to him. And then what I did is I proceeded, because that is a felony. I contacted the police, and I was going to have him arrested. And I contacted an attorney, and then I told him, you know, then I came back. No, I came back to the police, and I said, well, he said, do you want me to issue the warrant? And I said, well, I'm going to, you know, reach out to him again. And he said, well, I'm going to reach out to him. So he reached out to him. When the police reached out to him, then I called him, and he answered the phone and told me that he would work out a payment plan or whatever for me. So when the date come for him to give me his first payment, he disappeared. He didn't pay me the money. So then I contacted an attorney, and I set up a demand letter. So she sent the demand letter, no response. So I was just talking to the Lord one morning, and I was like, Lord, you know, $6,700, that's not a drop in the bucket. I want this dude to give me my money. And guess what the Lord said? No. The Lord told me that I will not harass this guy about this money, that I will let it go, and what I will do is pray for him. So I was like, wait a minute, Lord, is that really you? So the Holy Spirit, even God has a sense of humor. You know what God did? I said, Lord, he stole this money from me. A still small voice said, you stolen before. I was like, what you talking about, Jesus? The voice said, you have stolen before. And the Lord even went to a specific thing that I had did, because even we just have to, not paying bills to a debt collector that we owe money. What is that? That's stealing. So years ago, I had this vacuum cleaner. It was many, many years ago. It was really expensive. I think it was like $5,000. It was really expensive. He brought that to my memory, and just as plain as they said, you never paid for that. And I was like, wow. So long story short, what I have done now is started to pray for this young man, that the Lord will have his way in his life. And the Lord also reminded me, to be forgiven, you need to forgive. So that's my testimony this morning. Nobody wants to give away $6,700, but the Lord says, no good thing will he withhold from us, and I know that the Lord will restore that plus much more. And I didn't want to do it, but oftentimes when the Lord speaks into your spirit, he can turn hearts of stone into fleshy hearts, and that's what he did for me. And that's my testimony this morning.
Wow, Sister Shannon Bright, you never cease to amaze me with your testimonies. I mean, you've gone from a gun pointed at your head, and you ended up seeing the guy later, and you forgave him. And, I mean, to now a testimony where you've lost $6,700. But, you know, as you mentioned that, I'm reminded of a sermon that I preached. And it was sometimes we have to lose in order to gain. It was a sermon that I preached some years ago. Sometimes we have to lose in order to gain. So you really haven't, I mean, that sounds, it's even hard for me to say you really haven't lost much because, that hurts. But you know what? If God put it in your spirit, sometimes we have to lose in order to gain. And the fact that you have shared this testimony this morning reminds me that I need to personally forgive. And see, that's what these testimonies are about, you all. It's a test. Just like she said, it's a test. And oftentimes we don't always pass the test because we don't listen to the word of God. And her test this morning is a reminder to me that I must forgive. And, I mean, if she can forgive for losing $6,700, I've been ripped off a number of times, and as recent as a certified check for $1,800 for a contractor, and the guy just completely ran away. I've been ripped off with four houses and trying to help people, and it's like that is, ooh, that hurts, still hurts. But, you know, I have not prayed for the forgiveness for these people that have hurt me. And, you know, Sister Shannon Bright, you really have blessed my spirit this morning intrinsically. And, you know, I will begin to pray. And even though God has blessed me more than beyond, I still need to pray to and forgive these people for having ripped me off and lost a substantial amount as well. So thank you for that testimony. What a powerful powerful testimony this morning. Thank you again. We're going to go now. I thought we had Sister Lewis that was going to bring us our next prayer warrior, but I don't see her having pressed one on the dial. Sister Lewis, if you were given the, if you were going to come in and do the prayer warrior for us, press one on your dial. While we're waiting for that, let me go ahead here. We're going to also be featured with another testimony that's coming up from people who've been on this line to hear things as well. So let's do that now. We're going to also have a special speaker this morning who will be coming to us in just a little while to present a word to us. And so what I'm going to do now is we're not getting Sister Lewis. Perhaps we're having some technical difficulties there. Instead, what we'll do this morning is we're going to see if we have a volunteer online that would like to give to be our next prayer warrior to pray for, to intercede for others. Is there someone that would like to give to be that prayer warrior and write things down? We have Sister Shannon who will be coming as our third and final prayer warrior. All right. Okay, here we have Sister Lewis. She's on the line now. All right, good morning, Sister Lewis.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now loud and clear. I thought we were having some technical difficulties. So thank you for being with us this morning. God never fails our program. So if you're prepared, we're going to unmute the lines so that you can go ahead and serve as our prayer warrior, our second prayer warrior, and then Sister Shannon later will come back. All right, the lines are open.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Okay. Amen. This is Elisa Drinkler, and I would like for you guys to pray for human trafficking here in the United States and to continue to pray for our youth.
What did you say your name is again, my dear sister?
Elisa Drakeford.
Okay, Elisa. Okay, Sister Elisa. Oh, yes. You're all on board with your prayers, my sister. This is so very important that is happening to our young people. Yes.
Hello, my name is Lorenzo, and I would like to pray for all the single mothers out there. I know
yes.
they're going through a lot of stuff. I know what.
Hallelujah.
I know what, yes. I know that they're going through a lot of stuff. So mentally, as well as physically. So I want to pray for all the single mothers out there.
Yes, praise God.
Sister Lewis, this is a Brother Roll, and Marjorie Cross. She's always on the show, but she. Her and her family went to New York, and they flew there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's supposed to come back sometime today, but we want to stay up there. God will give them flight mercy. We always say, you know, flight mercy. He
yes.
gave them a safe trip, a trip there to New York and a safe trip back. So I want to pray for their, mm-hmm. her whole, you know, her family safe return. That's Marjorie Cross.
Yes, yes. Praise God. God bless you. Pastor Roll, good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Any other requests? Yes, this is
Grandma Luma.
Pardon?
Started my life today.
Yes, this is Andrew Sanderson. I want to pray for my dad, Calvin Sanderson. He turns 95 today. Let's pray that God can give him wisdom, strength, and that his faith will strengthen and accept God for his Savior and Lord.
Amen. Salvation. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Grandma Lewis.
Hi, my baby.
I have several
Hallelujah.
Unspoken requests, and just thankful
yes.
that the God that we serve, we can have 10 requests in silence, and he will answer them all. In one way or another, mm-hmm. so that's my prayer request. I have several unspoken prayer requests.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We will start here. If there's no other, we will go on. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, we come to you this morning because you have told us that we must not be anxious for nothing in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Oh, praise be to God, because there is no human relationship too hard. Too strained for God to bring about reconciliation and understanding. There is no habit so deep-rooted that it cannot be overcome. No one is so weak that he cannot be strong. No one is so ill that he cannot be healed. And no mind is so dull that it cannot be made brilliant. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever we need, if we trust God, he will, for causing worry and anxiety, let us stop, rehearse the difficulty, and trust God for healing, love, and power. Praise be to God this morning. We pray for Sister Elisa. As she comes, she has the human heart, God, the human heart that you have given her to love one another as herself. Dear Lord Jesus, we call upon you for this human trafficking that is going on here in America and maybe all over the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray for these children who are helpless, Lord. We come to you this morning supplicating for them. They need your help, Lord Jesus. They need your help.
They have been abused emotionally, sexually, physically, in every direction. So we ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon this human trafficking that is going on. Brother Lorenzo is asking you to have mercy upon the senior mothers and single mothers in the name of Jesus. You see your mothers, God, your mothers, they are crying out. Some of them are crying out for food this morning, nothing to eat, because they have no husband. They have no one to care for their children and their grandchildren. So we call upon you this morning for help in the time of need, and we know that you will help us. Pastor Roll, precious friend, is asking for your care and your protection over the Marjorie. Sweet sister Marjorie, be with her, Lord. You give her a safe flight to go, and we are prayerfully asking you to give her safe flight to come back. Merciful flight in the name of Jesus. Be the pilot of the plane. Guard her and protect her where she is at this time in New York. Cover her with your blood and all her family. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Shannon, who is asking you, God, that you know so many, many things that are going on in her life this morning. You know everything. Some are unspoken. Some are open, some are closed, but in the name of Jesus, our great God, almighty God, who is able to save us to the uttermost. Take care of all her problems, Lord. Rule and direct her life. Help her to walk with Jesus, and as Jesus has her friend and her Savior. Mighty God, Sister Sandra is praying for her 95-year-old father. Dear Lord, we thank you for him, Jesus. You have given him many years. But Lord, if we live a long time and our souls are lost, it will be nobody's fault than ours. So I pray for this father in the name of Jesus. Be with him. Give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding that he will number his days and accept Jesus Christ before it is too late. And I will also add my brother. I went down there last month for his birthday, 93 years old. I said, my brother, if we live a long time and lose out on salvation, oh, mighty God, it will be terrible. So, Father, whether young or old, we pray for every father this morning in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for salvation, deliverance. Pray for salvation and deliverance and healing for every person who is on this line this morning. Help us, Lord. We may not be able to put in our request, but Lord, we serve a living God who knows everything. So Jesus Christ has prayed for us so that our faith fail not. And when we are converted, let us go strengthen our brethren. Bless your manservant, Jesse Walker, in the name of Jesus. Be with him. Help him not to give up, Lord. Help him to walk in righteousness. Give him the aid of your Holy Ghost. And as we worship you today, may we worship you in spirit and in truth, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen. As always, thank you so very much, Sister Lewis, and for your timeliness as well. Sister Lewis was not scheduled, but let me tell you, God always has his servants there for us. He always has his servants, and they're always ready. That's the thing about God's people. When he's called you to the field, you don't have to. It's like I had a neighbor who was a military man, and many of you all who are military, whether male or female, that's out there. In your training sessions, they don't have you all getting ready. The preparation is for you to reach that point where you stay ready. And this neighbor that I had, we lived next to each other for, I had been there for about 35 years, and he moved in, and we were neighbors for about 29 years because he moved in about six or seven years after me. And we got to be good friends, very good friends, and his name was Raymond. And we would talk oftentimes if we saw each other in the yard. We were both busy, and hurricane season would always approach, And he would always be putting up his shelters and just doing things. He was always busy, a busybody, as my mother would say. And I asked him one day, I said, well, Raymond, you know, in spite of everybody rushing around trying to get water and gas and, you know, as the threat of the hurricane became imminent, he was just as relaxed and calm. And I say, Raymond, how is it that you are able to, you look like you're just always, you know, getting ready. He said, no, I don't really prepare. I actually stay ready. And we were trained to stay ready, to stay ready. And I say, wow, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's like, so he always had whatever he needed, knowing that hurricane season begins June 1st and ends around November 30th or December 1st. It's going to be a six-month period. So he was always ready. He had a generator. He had a backup to each thing that he had. And it's like, wow, this is amazing. So it made me think about we as God's people, when you're called upon, God is looking for consistency. He's looking for people who are ready to be ready and equipped. Ready and equipped. The Bible tells us put on the whole armor of God. You know, sometimes we have people who, and I know we plan the program 2 weeks out, and sometimes it's hard to remember that you're on program, but we have people that will come in late. Well, I tell you what, when you're coming late for God, God has already a backup. You know, he has a backup. And you know what? Sometimes, and it may seem like it's going to throw the program off, but it never does because this is God's program. And so we get up early enough to make sure we meet that man on that job, you all. Think about it now. Think about it. We make sure that we get to that job because our survival sometimes depends on it. Well, guess what? Is it too early to get up for God to set your alarm if you know you're on program? And I'm just talking about any program that you're on. Or if you know you're not going to do it, you call that boss and you say to him, boss, I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'm not going to be able to make it today. You know, you at least give them a phone call. And I'm just saying here, for whatever we're doing out there, if you're on program at your church, at your school, at your job, you know, give the people the courtesy. You know, God wants you to be ready. And if you're not, let them know. Give them the courtesy to let them know. Because you don't want to really be turning God down because he has a backup. You know, but we, you know, the reverence and the respect that we have for God, when we're called to do something that he's asked us to do, and it's not a favor for me, God has asked to ask you. So when we need to get up early enough, set that alarm, and says, God, I'm willing, you'd be amazed at the blessings that he gives you throughout that day and throughout your journey of life, you all. And I'm not called to preach this morning, but I just want to say, set that alarm. And, you know, when you're on that program. And I want to thank two people this morning. Well, actually, four people this morning who, you know, are not always on program, but they're always ready and available. And they're always prepared. That's Sister Neela Lewis this morning. That's Sister Shannon Bright. That's Pastor Rowe. And that's also Pastor Lorenzo. These people are always ready. And, you know, I've had to call on them this morning when others were not there, and they were always ready, and we don't miss a beat on the program. So I want to publicly thank you all, especially because for being God's chosen to be ready and prepared. We're going to go on with our program this morning. We have another testimony that is supposed to be coming forth, and I want to get to that testimony in just a second, but I also want someone to give a two-minute praise report before we get to that other testimony. Let me unmute, and the Lord has called on me to see if someone wants to just give a praise report this morning, a praise report that just a two-minute brief praise report and saying, you know, they can't believe that God has done something so powerful that it just happened. A praise report. We'll give you 2 minutes for that, anyone that wants to come on.
Can I give a praise report?
Yes, Sister Lewis, go ahead. Give a praise report, please.
You know, 2 weeks ago, the last time, I think it was March 11th, I was on the
prayer line, your prayer line here right now. And there was my neighbor. I had spoken to her a few days ago, and we prayed together. And so she said she had something to tell me, very, very important, but one day she's going to sit down and tell me. And so when she called me, I whispered to her from my other line and said, I am on the prayer line. Is there anything I can do for you? Because I was supposed to do something on the prayer line. And so she started praying. She started praying, and there was nothing I could do. The Holy Spirit said, let her pray. Let her pray. Allow her to pray. And so she started praying, and I started praying with her. And so I told her that I had invited her to the prayer line, but she didn't. She just called me personally. And so after we prayed, prayer line was over. She called me, and she said, Mrs. Lee, guess what? My son called me just after we prayed, and he told me that, Mom, I have forgiven you anything that you have done me. I have forgiven you. This has been so many years now, and I'm letting it go. And she felt like she was in heaven because she felt forgiven. Nobody knows and understands what a mother goes through when a child is against her for maybe her fault. Those were the days, but now she has changed. And this lady has been smoking and drinking just because of her nervousness to know that something happened between her and her son, and he wouldn't forgive her. And I tell you, she called me, and I said, Lord, I've never seen a miracle like this instantaneously. That woman was freed, hallelujah. So I give God thanks this morning. I give him thanks because it was what happened was a miracle. They have moved there for years, and I tried to give them trucks and everything. Nothing happened. I gave her things on smoking. Nothing happened. And I had something for them, and I saw her that Wednesday, and I called her. I said, come on. She said, oh, I'm working so hard and whatever. And I said, what about your job? How is your job? And she started just opening up and crying. And that was it. So God moved in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea, and God rides up on the storm. So I tell you, God is powerful just immediately. And she just called, and she would appear as if it was the wrong time. But God, is in his mercy, just answered her prayer right then. The Holy Spirit said, okay, give her a chance. Let her pray. You are busy on this prayer line, but I have something else I want to show you. And I tell you, God has really shown me. And I just give God praise, because God is a mysterious God. Just wait on him. Wait on God, and he will renew your strength in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that praise report. To God be the glory. Thank you so very much, Sister Neela Lewis, for that praise report. And there's countless stories of that as well, for people having come on various prayer lines and who've also come on this show, who have also given praise reports for things that have happened immediately. And I have witnessed these things a lot myself, that God brings blessings immediately. And a lot of times people think that they have to wait. We're going to be featured now with another testimony. Before we get just about the speaker of the hour is almost approaching, I'll give the introduction. But first, we will have another message this morning, a brief testimony by Sister Joyce, who's going to give a testimony of a blessing she also received from listening to this program. That will be followed by our third and final prayer warrior, Sister Shannon Bright. And then I'll give the introduction of our speaker. Then we'll have a special music, The Song of Meditation by Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, and followed by the speaker of the hour. Let's go ahead and bring in Sister Sister Joyce. Good morning, Sister Joyce. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath. I want to share with you about how good God has been to me and my family. A couple of weeks ago, I came on your show asking for prayer for my daughters, one for a speedy recovery and the other one for employment. God stepped in and delivered both of them these past 2 weeks. Not only did he deliver my daughters, he blessed my grandson with not one, but two jobs. Thank you, Father God. He's so good to me. He didn't stop there. God blessed me with a buyer for my townhouse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in all things, for he is good. Trust and believe. God's got your back. Don't give up on him, because he won't give up on you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. And Sister Joyce shared with me also that God even blessed you went over and beyond. And she shared with me personally that God not only blessed her to get a buyer for her house, but he blessed her to buy a brand new house that you can smell the paint. Sister Joyce, just 30 seconds, tell us about that.
Yes. I relocated to another state, and I didn't have the money I thought I needed to get this new home because I hadn't sold my other one. But God stepped in again. He stepped in again and made it possible for me to have this new home that I have. So all I can say is thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. He is still in the miracle. She says she didn't have the money, but God opened up the door for her to get a brand new house. She shared that with me, and I guess she didn't want to share that initially because she was thinking that's so many blessings that people may not want to hear all of that, but certainly they do. I think it's good news, it's gospel. When you've got something to tell that God has blessed you, how can you be still? How can you hold that in? The Spirit will be egging you to, like, let it out, let it out. You got to tell, you know, and that's what I love about hearing Sister Shannon Bright or Sister Neela Lewis, you know, and even Pastor Lorenzo and Pastor Rowe, they just don't hold it in, and myself either. It's like you just got, it's so, because you're rejoicing. You're saying, God, you want to tell everybody how good God is. You know, I got to get with the program. I got to continue here because we're infringing on the speaker of the hour's time. At this time, we're going to open up the phone line for Sister Shannon Bright to take about three prayer requests, and so we can get right with the to give the speaker of the hour her ample time. So the phone lines are now beginning to open up. Sister Shannon Bright, I want you to, if you'd be so kind, pray for the speaker of the hour. Pray for the speaker of the hour. That's Minister Teresa Pannell, P-A-N-N-E-L-L. Minister Teresa Pannell, P-A-N-N-E-L. And, you know, the interesting thing is you hear a lot of the ladies are preaching on these shows. It's hard to get the men. But, see, God can always, he will use the rocks if he has to. You know, somebody, it's like the men, I don't know what's going on, but Sister Shannon, pray for our men, too, because they're not, you know, and I'm not bashing men. I'm one of the men. But we need our men to step up, you know. So we're praying for the speaker of the hour, and we're grateful to have the ladies come on and speak because they're not saying no. But a lot of the men are saying no, and they're preachers. Help us, Holy Ghost. So we're praying for the speaker of the hour, Sister Teresa Pannell, as well as praying for the men, that they will step up and be God's men. All right, the lines are open.
Amen, amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sister Shannon, my dear.
Okay, go ahead, my sister.
Good morning. I pray
for Pam and Lisa. Pam and Lisa. Hallelujah. That they will give up drinking and smoking, and they will give their heart to Jesus. I just want you to lift up my two grand boys, Micah and Zion, especially Micah. He just turned 18, and he is just a teenager, confused. Have mercy, Jesus. Pray for his unconfusion.
Mm-hmm. I got Micah. What was the other name, Grandma Lewis?
Oh, Micah and Zion, his brother.
Zion. Okay. Is there another?
Good morning, Sister Bright.
Good morning.
Yes, hi. This is Sister, and good morning. Good morning, Dr. Walker, Pastor Rowe, and everyone on the line, Sister Lewis.
Hi.
This is Sister Marjorie calling from New York. I just want to say thank you to Pastor Roll for getting prayer for me. And thank
Praise.
You to Sister Lewis for praying for me and my family while we are here, that we have a safe return. And I just want to say, could you say a prayer for, just to continue to say a prayer for Pastor Roll also and his family, and for Dr. Walker, and for everyone on this call, and also for everyone in the world. And just
Hallelujah.
Be a prayer for my business, that God will continue to bless me. Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Sister Marjorie.
Amen. Amen. Safe travel, Sister Marjorie.
Thank you, Sister Brett.
Is there another?
I want to lift up a friend of mine. Her name is Mrs. Hubert and her husband. Her husband had a heart attack a month or so ago, and a few weeks ago she had a blood clot. And so she's trying to open up a clinic, and I'm trying to help her. And I just want God to bless this clinic and bless them, and so that it will be a success. In Jesus' name.
And what was her name?
Denise.
Danny?
Hubert. H-U-B-B-E-R-T.
Okay. I'm going to go with these, Dr. Walker.
Okay.
Okay. Can you all hear me clearly? I had to put you on speaker.
Yes, we can.
Okay, praise God. Father God, Lord, we thank you for waking us up, Lord. Lord, when we just think that we have the opportunity to talk to the creator of the universe, the one that has spoken things into place in the beginning, and they are still exactly as you have spoken. God, who would not want to do that? Who would not want to be able to talk to the creator of the universe? There are people that get excited when they meet movie stars, or if they meet millionaires or things like that. But God, you are better than all of that, God. You created Tunity that we can come and talk to you and know that you are there. God, we have so many requests, Lord. We are so thankful that you are a God that knows all things, Lord. You knew that we would be here this day, at this time, in this specific minute, asking for these specific requests, God. And, Lord, we know you have already worked it out. So, God, we just give you the honor and the praise. But, God, you said in your word that you desire for us to come to you. You said when we come that you would incline your ear to hear us, God. And we are so, so thankful that you are a God that can never tell a lie, and you are a God that will never die, because you are the God, the beginning and the end. So I lift up our prayer request this morning. I start by praying for Minister Teresa Pinnell, God. Lord, we are so thankful for this woman of God that has come to us this morning to give us a word from on high, Lord. Because, Lord, we know in life, situations and the words that we receive when we're going to give a word to share, Lord, it is from the Holy Spirit, God. And Lord, I ask that you just bless her ministry, that you just bless her as she is here today to give us a word, bless the desires of her heart, God. And Lord, we're just so thankful that you are a God that gives us wisdom and knowledge from on high. Lord, Brother Jesse said that men have not been volunteering, Lord, have not been stepping up to the plate, God. So, Lord, we're not bashing them, Lord, but we're asking that you be a convictor of their hearts, Lord. Lord, that you open their eyes that they may see and their ears that they are not deaf of the Holy Spirit to come and share a word, God. Lord, we're in the last season. Now is no time to be playing, Lord. We should all be about your business, either on this line, out ministering to souls, Lord, and just following whatever your desire is for us, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you just open up the doors and the windows of heaven, Lord, and let Dr. Jesse come back and give a testimony that, wow, I am just overwhelmed with the men that want to step up to the plate and join this show and give a word and help however they can, oh, God. Lord, I lift up my Grandma Lewis, Lord. She is my Grandma Lewis. She's my sister. She's my friend, Lord. Lord, you know what she stands in need of. She didn't ask for anything for herself specifically, but you know what she stands in need of, Lord. So we are so thankful that the prayers that are prayed secretly, Lord, you said that you would reward them openly, God. So I lift her up. I lift up Grandpa Lewis, Lord, and her sons and her daughters, Lord. And she did answer prayer for Micah and Zion, God. Lord, this is a tough season for our young people. It's a tough season for our older people, Lord, for all of us, God. This is a season of uncertainty, a season of people that have hearts that have just grown wax cold, God, as you have said in your word. But, Lord, put a hedge of protection around Micah, Zion, and all of us on the line, our children and those that have grandchildren, God. Lord, I ask that you just allow your blood to be the protection against anything that the enemy would attempt to do against our children and those that have grandchildren, Lord. Lord, she asked for prayer for Pam and Lisa. Lord, I love you, and I love to talk to you, and I love to pray. But, Lord, I'll admit, it hasn't always been that way. So, Lord, I will also give a testimony about how I used to drink every day and how I used to smoke and how you woke me up and said, no more. And that was 20-something years ago. So the same thing you did to me, you can do it for them, God. Lord, they don't need AA. They just need G-O-D because that's who did it for me. So, Lord, I just thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. What you're going to do for Pam and Lisa, God. Lord, I lift up Mrs. Hubbard, Lord, and Mr. Hubbard that has had a blood clot, Lord. Lord, you are a God that can make organs behave. You can make blood cells behave. Nothing is too hard for you. We just rebuke the devourer of anything that is going on with his blood right now, that it will clot or unclot and do exactly as it should, God, because you are the master physician, the master creator, God. And, Lord, Mrs. Hubbard is opening a clinic, Lord. And, Lord, we know that when we are doing things that can help others, Lord, that is pleasing to your sight. Lord, and when we pray the word and claim your promises according to your will, Lord, we know that you hear it and you will reward it openly. So we're just thanking you in advance for what you're going to do for Mr. Hubbard, Mrs. Hubbard, and that clinic that will be a blessing to many, Lord. And, Lord, we are so thankful to hear our sister Marjorie's voice this morning, Lord, as she is still in New York. Lord, we know that there have been some trying situations going on with Sister Marjorie and the deaths and all the things that they are going through, Lord. But, Lord, you said in your word that you would give us peace that surpasses understanding. And that word was specifically a word that we would need because there are many things that are going to happen and have happened in life that we don't understand, God. So I just ask that my sister Marjorie is covered with the blood, her and her family, as they travel, that they have safe traveling mercies, that you send angels to camp about that plane or that car, whichever way they are traveling, oh God. And Lord, I lift up Pastor Rowe that is always, always interceding on the behalf of this ministry as well, Lord. I ask that you continue to bless him, keep him, cause your face to shine up on him and all of the callers, the silent listeners and those that have spoken out. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Walker, Lord. This is the gift that you have given him with this ministry, Lord. Lord, we ask that you enlarge his territory, God, that you give him exactly what he needs, Lord, that you bless his finances, that you bless the people that are coming, the lovers of God, to continue to touch and agree on this line, Lord. Because, God, you said in your word it only takes two, and it's a lot more on this line. So, Lord, we are so, so thankful that we can pray and claim your word, Lord, because it is, you said, only those that endure to the end will win, God. So, Lord, just help us to stay focused, to stay before you, and just do the desires that you desire us to do, Lord. And we just honor you. We praise you. And before I end, Lord, I'm just so thankful for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that restores, that convicts, that guides, Lord, that prompts us, Lord, and that is praying on and interceding on our behalf. Lord, so, so thankful for a God that knows all things and does all things well. We love you. We honor you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome prayer. Thank you so very much for that, for blessing our hearts with that prayer. This time we're going to go right in because we're infringing on the speaker's time, and that's my fault. I talked a lot this morning, and that's what happens when, you know, ministers and aspiring attorneys have a difficult time sometimes shutting up, and that's my fault, you all. So God have mercy on me. Thank you. This morning our speaker, many of us worship on different days. Some are Sabbath keepers, some are Sunday keepers, but nevertheless, we're serving the same God. We're serving the same God. I've gotten to know Minister Pennell for some time now, and I can truly say she's a woman of God. She was ordained into the gospel ministry in 2019 at the Rising Star Baptist Church, Emporia, Virginia. She's also a certified master life coach from Transcendent Life Coaching Institute of Atlanta, Georgia, with a focus on personal development and wellness. Minister Pennell also received certification from the American Association of Christian Counseling as a pastoral counselor. I'm also affiliated with that same agency. She is the owner and founder of Conversations by the Wall. Did you all hear me? Conversations by the Wall. Conversations by the Well, LLC, where she empowers, she coaches, she counsels, and she also encourages others to live their best lives for the kingdom of God. When I asked her to speak just a couple of weeks ago, she immediately answered yes, without any hesitation. Excuse me. I'm proud to present my friend, the woman of God, Minister Teresa Pennell. After the song of meditation, the next voice you will hear will be that of God's servant to bless our hearts, Minister Teresa Pennell. Hear ye her.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. I am going to sing Fill My Cup, Lord. And it's a story about the woman at the well. When Jesus spoke to her, it changed her life. And she went on and she told others about what Jesus had done for her. May you be blessed by the words of the song. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasure earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So, my children, if the things this world gave you leave hungers that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad about it. Hallelujah, and good morning to everyone. Wow, this has been such an amazing past hour and a half. I am so delighted to be with you. The only thing is, between Dr. Walker, Brother Lorenzo, Sister Sanderson, the other minister, the testimonies, they all preached my message. We can just go home now because they said everything that God had given me. So I guess in that sense, we're on one accord. Amen?
Amen.
I tell you, it's just, this is just, it's amazing. It is so amazing. So I want to say to the minister that gave her testimony as well tonight, that I have the same testimony in 1998 when God called me. And sometimes, even though you know he called you, you still have those times where you will doubt. But just know that God will always confirm his word to you and that he is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is always with you. So I was encouraged by your testimony. I want to thank God for this opportunity, and I want to thank Dr. Jackson for inviting me to share the word, and I pray that something will be added to the sermons that were already preached this morning. So good thing I don't have a lot of time because now I don't have much to say. But let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. We praise you for your mighty acts, and we praise you according to your excellent greatness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in our midst today, and we give you complete control to accomplish your will. We pray that you give us fresh revelation, fresh knowledge, and fresh understanding of your word. Anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. You know, Brother Lorenzo was talking about the stuff going on, and that's exactly what I was thinking. There's so much going on in our world today. We're still recovering from the pandemic. The economy is still shaking. Mass shootings taking place almost every day. Banking systems failing. Wars going on. And, you know, even in places that the media haven't told us about, people are depressed. Somebody else said that, too. People are depressed, suicidal, full of anxiety and stressed out and don't know what to do. But all we have to do is look up to the hills from where our help comes from, because our help comes from the Lord. Amen. I believe
especially in these past 3 years, that we have forgotten who we are and whose we are. What's happening today should not surprise us, because Jesus told us in Matthew 24 what to expect as the end time nears. But not only did he warn us of things to come, he gave us power and authority to endure and overcome it. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The words serpents and scorpions, they're symbols of spiritual enemies and demonic power, which Jesus has given us power over. Amen. See, what we have done, including the church, is we have forgotten about God. We have forgotten that God is still sitting on the throne. He knows everything that's going on, and he's watching to see what are we going to do. See, in Hebrews 11 chapter verse 3, it says, "The word was framed by the word of God. The world was framed by the word of God." The word "frame" means complete what is lacking or to make fully ready. See, God created the visible world out of nothing. What God speaks, as somebody else said, comes to pass. So what we want to talk about today is the power of the spoken word. So we see in Genesis 1 over and over again, God said, and whatever God said became reality. God said, "Let there be light." God said, "Let there be plants." God said, "Let there be living creatures." All of these things in the world are a reality today because God spoke them into existence. All of creation is a result of God's word spoken time. Then in Genesis 1:26, it says, "When God created man in his own image, and after his likeness, he gave him complete authority over the earth." So we were created in the very image and likeness of God himself. You know, when people would see a boy or girl that looks exactly like their father or their mother, and they'll say, "He's the spinning image of his dad," or "She's the spinning image of her mom," or "He just spits you right out of the mouth." I was even reading something a while ago that said that phrase also meant spirit and image, spitting image or spirit and image. So we are made in God's image. And just as God had the power to speak and create things from his spoken words, we too have been given the power to speak and create by our words. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." The Message Bible says it like this: "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose." What is that saying? It's saying the words that we speak out of our mouth is either used for good or for bad. In other words, what we say matters. Our words have power, saints. And now by knowing the power of our words, we can now change the course of our lives and impact the world. Because when God formed man in Genesis 2, and it says he breathed in his nostrils the breath of, or the spirit of life, and man became a living being. The original Hebrew words for living being are speaking spirit. So we are a speaking spirit created to be like God in his ability to speak and create our world. And if our words line up with God's word, we can have whatsoever we ask. Because according to John 15:7, Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it will be done." So when trials and circumstances come our way, we have to know God's word and have faith in God. Jesus told the disciples in Mark 11:22, after he cursed the fig tree and they saw it had withered away the next day, he told them to have faith in God. He goes on to say, "Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So Jesus is teaching us to speak to our circumstances, to our trials, to our troubles, and tell them where to go. See, what happens to some of us is when we speak, we're speaking the problem instead of speaking the solution. Then when we pray, we don't believe that God will fix the problem. But see, in this verse, we see where Jesus uses the word say three times and believe only one time. He says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, and not doubt in his heart, but believe, that believe those things he says will be done, and he will have whatever he says. So here we got to speak something. We got to speak and not doubt and believe. Amen? We have to speak those things that be not as though they were, just like Abraham did. When we need a financial blessing, we have to pray, Father, your word says you are Jehovah Jireh, the word, the God that provides. Therefore, I thank you for providing resources to pay my bills. Your word says, if I delight myself in the Lord, you would give me the desires of my heart. Therefore, I thank you that I get this job or I get this promotion so I can provide for my family. Your word says that money answereth all things. Therefore, I believe that I'm a money magnet. So see, when you need a financial problem, you need a financial blessing, God will, you got to pray his word back to him. Because we have to pray, let God know, God, you know, you are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. Therefore, I thank you for providing resources. Amen? Hallelujah. God will give us the desires of our heart to get whatever, if we walk up right before him. So when we do, when we pray God's word back to him, he said it cannot come back to him void. We could ask God, we can tell him his word. That's why we have to know his word, and his word has to be in our hearts, because what happens is, the Bible says, what's in a man's heart, that the words proceeded out of his heart. So in our heart, we have to have the word of God. The word of God has to be deep down in our hearts. Amen? Even when things don't seem right, we have to continue. Like his word says, meditate on the word day in and day out. And if you meditate on his word, he will give you strategies and he will give you solutions on what it is that you need to do. Just like he says, you know, you need money. It's like, Lord, your word says if I tithe, you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that I won't have room enough to receive it. So you tell God, thank you, Lord God, that my bank accounts have increased and I can be a blessing to others. When you're sick, we got to speak the word of God. When we sick, when we pray, we got to say, Father, you said in your word that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals me. Therefore, my body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body. Sickness and disease, you have no place in my body. Therefore, by the blood of Jesus, I curse all sickness and diseases at its root, and by the stripes of Jesus, I am made whole. We had a four-day prayer conference last month, I believe. And on the fourth day, I felt feverish and chills, and my throat was scratchy, and I didn't feel that well. And see, I had COVID twice, so I knew what the symptoms were. I came home that night, I went into prayer, and I took authority over that sickness. And I decreed and declared that any sickness, germ, or virus must die in the name of Jesus, that no sickness can attach itself to my body, because my body is the temple of the living God. Therefore, sickness has no right to dwell in my body. Therefore, I am healed in the name of Jesus. And then I took communion, saint, because Jesus says to remember all that he did when we take communion. And guess what? The next day, I was 100%. Felt good. And so when we are fearful, we're afraid, pray Psalms 91 and make it personal and put your name or your loved one's name in the scripture. When you go through trials and you're kind of afraid and all this stuff that's going on, you got to have Psalm 91 in your heart. I pray like this, Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. My God, in you will I trust. Surely you shall deliver me from the snare of the fowl and from the northern pestilence, that sickness and disease. You will cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I will take refuge. I will not be afraid, of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. Amen. Nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. No evil shall befall me. No plague shall come near my dwelling. Guess what? Because he's given his angels charge over us to keep me in all my ways. Amen. He's Jehovah Sabaoth, my strong deliverer. He's Jehovah Shalom, my peace in the midst of every storm. So when we pray God's word back to him, he honors it. Just like the minister said earlier, the Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. All God requires of us is that we walk upright before him, obey his commands, love him with all our heart, mind, and soul, and love each other. And I'm going to end right there because we have 4 minutes. Like I said, everybody preached the message earlier, so this is just confirmation of what we are to do. And I also would like to just say, you know, sometimes when you go through life and sometimes you may have situations and you feel like you're not worthy, but I would just like to encourage you that even though Adam and Eve failed, they remained in the image and likeness of God. They no longer had face-to-face fellowship with him, but they were still in his image and likeness. Even though they brought the curse of sin upon themselves and mankind, they were still God's beloved and prized creation. His plan for Adam and Eve and the whole earth didn't change. God revoked revoked their dominion, but he didn't revoke their dominion in the earth. So because they had eaten the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they had the power to do evil as well as the power to do good. So therefore, saints, we got to watch what we say, but speak life. Speak life into the word of God. Speak life into situations. Speak the word of God, and it will bring life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Minister Teresa Pennell, for such a powerful word. And I really hope and trust and pray that our listening audience really dissect and digest this message this morning, because as you talked about rebuking, you talked about, you know, going to God's word and putting his word back to him. I do that almost on a daily basis. I find one of his promises about his word. And even in the middle of the night, sometimes when I awaken and I'm not feeling well, because of a pain or something, I immediately rebuke those things, as Minister Pennell just said. You start to rebuke that, and I love her testimony of the fact that she was coming down with something after attending a four-day conference, and she rebuked that. And the very next day, we talk about immediacy, you know, she was 100%. So thank you so very much. At this time, we're going to have our closing remarks and then followed by the benediction by Pastor Rowe. He will give us our benediction this morning. And I just want to go here and say special thanks once again to our speaker of the hour for the powerful message from on high to bless our hearts. Special thanks also to all of our participants as well as our listeners. You know, you all are what makes this possible. God makes it possible, but you all, we're all here to receive the word of God. Please mark your calendars for 2 weeks from now for our Miracle Prayer Day. It'll be here April the 8th. Our speaker that day will be Sister Tanisha Osborne. You heard her this morning. She gave her testimony this morning, and she sang beautifully well. And you can also reach her. I know Sister Shannon Bright wanted to know how to reach her. You can go to WHOLEFIT, WHOLE, the word whole, and then fit together, 247.com, WHOLEFIT247.com. Also, if you want to participate on the program, if you want to sing, if you want to do an opening prayer, you want to do the welcome, you want to do testimony, you want to do a praise report, or you want to be one of the prayer warriors, please reach out to any of our staff or one of our team volunteers, Sister Woodbury, Ms. Neela Lewis, Principal LeBron, Ms. Henry, or myself personally, or any one of the parties that are associated with the programming, please reach out to us. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and have our benediction by Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Pastor Rowe, go ahead. You were on mute. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Pastor Rowe.
Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, to the only wise God be honor, glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And we say, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. So we just thank you, Lord, for this benediction and the program that we had today, Divine Intervention. And we just thank you for, once again, for Dr. Walker and his leadership that he's providing for us. Amen, amen, and amen. This concludes our program. Everyone, have a wonderful, blessed day. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. Great word, Sister
Pastor
Teresa.
Rowe and everyone on the program. And it was a good sermon. Thank
you
all. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers and your testimony. Have
Amen.
A great day, everyone.
Have
keep
a great
safe and keep well. Thank you, Sister Lois,
happy
and Sister
Sabbath.
Bright,
here is.
And everyone.
God,
thank
so
you.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Finnegan, for the word. May we
thank
keep
you.
The word God in our heart, that we will not sin against God, but we will worship God in spirit and in truth today. And it's for the Sabbath.
Thank
you. Praise to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Lois. God bless you all.
And thank you there, Brother Lorenzo, for that great word of bringing everything to the altar. That was a great inspiration. And thank you, Sister Osborne, for that wonderful song, and Sister Cannon for your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a great show. And thank you, Dr. Walker, for all that you do for us. Sister Marjorie, Sister Marjorie, have a safe trip.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rowe. And thank you, Brother Lorenzo. Keep well and keep safe to everyone. Thank you. Love you all. God bless.
Love you all. Let us be ready to meet.